Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hello again. Welcome to Spectrum. Steve Warren here. As usual, we have some musicians in the studio with us today. I have Miss Ko from Taiwan, also Joanna Wang, and DJ Noodles. They're here as part of a music festival that's going on in the New York area, so we'd like to welcome them to our show and hear a little bit about them. We have some soulful singers that have styles like Norah Jones. We have a DJ who spins the records and does the scratching and the hip-hop stuff that comes from a lady we have visiting us named Miss Ko. So just a little bit of everything for everybody. Miss Ko, we'll start with you. So what's up and what happens when you get on stage?
What's up? This is Miss Ko, Ge Zhongsan. What I do when I get on stage, I just have fun. When I go up there, I feel like it's to spread the joy that I get from listening to music and let the audience feel exactly what I feel when I listen to it.
Now, even though your musical roots are in Taiwan these days, it seems to me that you have quite a bit of New York history in your background, right?
Yeah, born and raised New York City. Queens, actually. I live right around the corner from here.
All righty, Miss Ko, we'll get back to you in just a minute. Right now here in the next chair is DJ Noodles. Welcome to our studio and to Spectrum, DJ.
Hello, New York.
Yes. Hi. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Actually, I just grew up and get my education all in Taiwan. And I do DJs for... my first full-time job. I keep doing like 13 years. Till now. So when I get up the stage, I hope you guys can feel the passion I put in all my life.
Now, I've been a radio DJ for many, many years, but being a club DJ is quite a bit different, right? How did you get into that?
Actually, I just go clubbing when I grew up, and I just fall in love with this career. So that's why I devote all my life into this.
I noticed that club DJs have virtually brought back the use of vinyl recordings. Do you use vinyl when you DJ?
Yeah, I use vinyl, yeah. Like this, like thousands, yeah, yes.
So we've heard from a rapper, Miss Ko, also DJ Noodles, and now we have a vocalist. It's Joanna Wang. Joanna, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I was born in Taiwan, and I moved to the States when I was like 7 or 8, around there, and I went back to Taiwan when I was 16, and then I kind of started a music career then, and I'm a singer-songwriter.
Joanna, did you start out wanting to be a singer, whether it was in Taiwan or in the United States?
So I never really intended on becoming like a musician professionally or full-time. It was something that I, was figuring out, was having fun doing. This is high school. But my background, being that my father is a producer, and we weren't living together at the time. He was always working in Taiwan. But he would like come visit visit home a few times a year. And well, he had no idea that I was doing anything, even songwriting or anything like that. And so I think he was quite surprised, what he had heard, because he stumbled onto an MD player I had lying around. Mm-hmm. And it was one that he had given to me, actually. And then, so he heard it, and I think he was really surprised that, I was doing that. And so he asked me if I wanted to record, a demo professionally, or a more professional-sounding demo. And then I did that, and then he gave it back to, his colleagues back in Taiwan. Gave it to his colleagues back in Taiwan. Several people were, labels were interested, and then that's kind of how I got the start. So, it's not... It was just kind of an interesting... journey to have gone on, but it wasn't what I had intended.
Wasn't in the plan originally.
Right, yeah. I had no idea that this would have even happened.
Miss Ko, let's swing back over to you for a second here. What was your first clue that being a performer was what you really wanted to do?
I think the beginning was probably when I was 5, and I remember my babysitters used to crank up the radio and jam out to Crisscross, and me and the other kids, we'd jump on the couch and we'd jump. So we kind of just, from then on, I started enjoying music in a different sense, and I saw the joy that it brought, I'm thinking in Chinese right now and trying to translate it into English, which is a little bit...
Yeah, a little different than what you're accustomed to. Well, you're going to be here for a week or so. Probably you'll be doing it the other way around, thinking in English when you get back to Taiwan.
Yeah. I was speaking Chinese to people randomly. Yeah, so basically, I mean, I got it really a really early start as far as hip-hop goes. And I think from then on, I just started listening to more different artists, such as, you know, my mom listens to Gladys Knight or Billie Holiday.
Did you have any music influences when you were growing up here in the New York area?
Here. I think more so like Lauryn Hill. She really influenced me musically as far as, you know, she raps and she also sings. I'm not a singer by any chance, by any means, like not like Beyonce, but like I can hold some melodies.
DJ Noodles, back to you for a second. There's a lot of technology involved in being a DJ. Were you technologically inclined? Did you enjoy electronics? I mean, why did you end up behind the turntables rather than playing a musical instrument, for example?
Wow, because actually my first performance is a really disaster. I cannot mix every song. So when I get down over the stage, and I just go practice. I think the first year, or even first 2 year, I just get very upset after I DJ. But it's okay. I keep getting gigs and the jobs, and so I have to keep push myself to the limit. Yeah.
I know if you're in a band, usually your music set runs 45 minutes, maybe an hour or so. But when you're DJ, you could probably be there a lot longer at one time, right?
Usually it's more like 90 minutes because I change like every song, like 1 minute each song. But now I think the longest I've been DJ for like 3 to almost 4 hours.
3 to 4 hours? Where would you find a job like that?
I fly to Bali. It's going to be somebody's wedding after party. And I DJed for so long time and fly for so long, so I even fall asleep on stage for 1 second or 2 seconds. And I wake like, what? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, sort of like a horse learned to sleep standing up, right? Listen, let's go back to Joanna for a second here. Joanna, there's a big pop scene in the music industry now in China, on Taiwan, Hong Kong, and a lot of that music sounds very much like Western pop music. Do you think that any of the other Western genres of music, whether it's blues or R&B or more soulful type music, or even ballads, the Norah Jones type songs that you like to sing, the Paul McCartney, the Danny Elfman, do you think that kind of music is growing in popularity in Taiwan?
This might sound kind of harsh, just because, you know, that's how I see things, but I think it's almost kind of difficult to do like blues or soul authentically if you didn't really grow up in that region, because a lot of times like what you hear in Asia, you know, whether it's like punk rock or it's like a shell of it, they get the format down, but there's no right attitude because they treat it more as if like it was like a fashion accessory. That's how I see it, as opposed to, you know, where it originally came from, which was like a derivative of suppression, you know. So they don't have that in Asia. It's such a different thing. So,
although it looks like there's a resurrection of folk music.
Yeah, there is. Folk music. Yeah, like there.
That's genuine.
Yeah. And yeah, because that was coming from their own voices, you know, like out of like the 80s, like, you know, late 70s, early 80s. Like Taiwanese folk, it was like a very unique thing of its own. And for me, it's not so much about the genre, but like if it really is. Comes out of something real, you know, and I think that when I hear bands perform, and I know everything starts with imitation, but it was just, I couldn't really get into it because it felt like it was a derivative of Western music.
Although in your own personal career, you've certainly had your share of Western influences.
My biggest influences are like Danny Elfman and Paul McCartney. It's like, I feel like what I write is kind of, in essence, a combination of those two, you know. I like to write something... Things that are, you know, the thing that I love about Paul McCartney most is that his writing has like such a naive and tragic touch to it. You know, songs like "Fool on the Hill" or like "Teddy Boy." It's like, it's I don't know, like, it's not writing about ego. It's just writing, you know, these stories and characters. Yeah, exactly. I love that.
Ms. Coe, where does your music come from? You write a lot of it yourself. You borrow some from other composers. I mean, where's the source material that you use when you're on stage come from?
I think it just comes naturally. Like, I write my own lyrics. I'm still developing my Chinese, so it's quite limited in what I can do and what I can express.
In Taiwan and in the areas where you perform, is the hip-hop and rap scene integrated with the rest of the music, or is it sort of isolated in its own space?
I think for now it's separate because it's like a niche. It's a small niche. And actually, I see it expanding more and more now because as more people learn about, or by breaking like certain stereotypes of like the hip-hop music, because everyone thinks it's like about maybe like cursing or like yelling at other people.
Well, I'm sure some of the American music from that genre definitely fits that description.
I mean, that's traditionally what some artists in the past have done,
right?
So people associate it with that, but I wanted to bring something different to the table, and I wanted to show them that, you know, you can break stereotypes, and this is the type of music that you can come up with.
DJ Noodles, as you know, regular musicians have a set list. They try to mix the music up, providing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. When you're a DJ and you're going to be up there for a long stretch of time, how do you program the music that you play so it doesn't all sound the same?
I think the challenge is because like every different country, they have their different like music culture influence, because in Taiwan it's more like everything is like a so fast trend, so you have to try to catch up with what is coming from maybe Europe or States, what's the new and what is really local people can really have the feeling. But when you go like overseas, it's another situation. So that's I think now Asia club market is still a little bit behind from States, but things is always like this. If Europe is another story.
So before we have to wrap up, let's look ahead. What are your plans for, let's say, the next couple of months or for the next year in your career? And Ms. Coe, let's start with you.
Okay. Well, I'm working on my EP right now, and it's set to release at the end of the year. It's basically going to be, like, the first album was more eclectic. You had, like, some house, some swing, some jazz, some even some R&B elements. And I really like the R&B aspect of it, so I figured the second one we would...
And if somebody wanted to find out some more about you, follow your career, or hear your music, where would they go?
I think I have a website called Ms. Coe Music. It's not... Someone did it for me. I have no idea. And Facebook.
Yeah, well, when I was doing some research on you, I just went on the internet and Googled Ms. Coe, M-I-S-S, K-O, and then the word Taiwan, not to get you confused with all the other Miss Co's that are out there, and I found lots of stuff. And Joanna, same question for you. Your near future, your far future, what are the plans?
I'm going to Finland for 2 months to record my next album, and it's the first time I'll be producing like a fully orchestral and cover album. This is the first time I tried producing a cover album on my own, and we'll be recording like an 80-person orchestra in Slovakia. So yeah, that's kind of the sound we're going.
Why about those locations?
well, it's because I had met an arranger there who does, like, children's film scores, and, you know, he really understands, like, you know, that kind of, like, whimsy that I like in music. So, you know, he executes it really well. He understands all of my requests. So that's why we're working
together.
And if
anybody wanted to find out more about Joanna Wong, where would they go online to check you out?
If you go on Facebook and you search Joanna Wang, there's a profile with a picture of Hagrid from Harry Potter.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
And DJ Noodles, what is your plan for the next couple of months or the next year? Where are you going from here?
Kind of like I'm moving a little bit to like a remix production. I remix for some China bands and the Taiwan pop star. It's still keep going. And I'm actually working on my own studio, and I hope maybe like next year and we can more like a assistant DJ education, maybe an academy, maybe something like that.
You know, I was actually at a concert a couple of weeks ago, and it was a regular band, but they had a DJ as one of the musicians that provided some of the background noises and sound effects. Do you ever work with live musicians while you're doing your mixing?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I work with a saxophone player like last year in Shanghai, Jay-Z Jazz House. And I already been like a back DJ for, actually, it's a very 80s rock star, Zhao Chuan. Okay. Yeah, so I trying to do something different.
Well, we have a dance show here on China America Radio on Saturday nights. We play some of the old disco music as well as some of the newer dance tunes. So let us get our hands on some of your mixes, and we'll put it on our Saturday night dance party show that we call Club Asia. And if we wanted to find out more about you, where would we go?
Oh, yeah, just check like Facebook, DJ Noodles.
Well, it's time for us to go. I've had a great time having you with us here on Spectrum.
Thank you.
And I look forward to following your progress and your careers, and I hope you'll come back to see us next time you're in New York.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
And that wraps up this week's edition of Spectrum. Our special guest, Joanna Wang, also Miss Ko and DJ Noodles, some musicians visiting us from Taiwan. For Spectrum, I'm Steve Warren.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.